As always, your WTF of the day brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden in Hartford. Smith Indoor Garden.
Best buds in the biz.
What is up, Katie and the crew? Seriously, you want to take your grow to the next level? Go to the experts at Smith Indoor Garden. They got everything you need from the soil to the cutting stuff. They got it all. They got it all.
Yeah. Yeah. Your neighbors will be like, hey, will you take your Christmas tree down? Yeah. And you can be like, it ain't my Christmas tree.
That's no Christmas tree. Anyway, go see them. Smith Indoor Garden. They got you covered.
This is definitely something you don't see every day, or maybe you don't want to see every day. Bobby Stevens was in bed reading when her dog came in and jumped on her, so she assumed someone was at the front door. But when she opened the door, she was greeted by an effing polar bear.
Oh, God, dude, what?
This is in Canada, by the way, Newfoundland, Canada. She quickly shut the door and stayed inside until the large animal walked away. What she did know is that before the polar bear appeared at her front door, he'd actually climbed up on a roof, an unusual scene that her neighbor managed to capture on video. I'm looking at this video right now. Uh-huh. Dude, this thing is huge.
Dude, polar bears are a different breed of bear. You got your bears, then you got your polar bears, dude. You know what's weird? Here, am I wrong on this? It's like either the bear wants to, like, cuddle or rip your face off. It's like no in between. You know what I'm saying? Like, bears can be really friendly. In a lot of videos, they, like, just don't want to mess around with you, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
But there's other times you see him, you're like, oh, God, dude, that thing is just a murder machine.
You're right on that, because I remember when my wife and I took that trip out to Montana, and obviously it's like, okay, hey, there's grizzly bears where you're going to be. Like, okay.
Well, like, terrifying.
Look, all you got to do is put some pots and pans, have those clank around, you'll be fine.
Bing, bang, bong.
And bing, bang, bong, bears are gone. So we're like, wait, hold on a sec. You're telling me that, like, a 1,000-pound grizzly bear, bing, bang, bong, a couple pots and pans, I don't got to worry about it. Yet, if this thing wants to, bing, bang, bong, he's going to rip my face off, all right?
Exactly. I don't know if I'd bing, bang, bong, and I don't know if I'd be doing that. I'd probably be running, hiding.
Yeah.
And you can't climb trees, obviously, because they follow you.
And that's just grizzly bears. Polar bears, I mean, what's the old saying? If it's black, fight back, brown, lie down, white, say goodnight. You have no option with the polar bear. You're dead.
Yeah. I mean, if it's brown, that's what's in my pants, at any bear.
If it's black, I ruin my pants. If it's brown, I ruin my pants. If it's white, I ruin my pants. That's what it is. That's what
you
it
see
is.
See that video of the Discovery guy? He put himself in that glass box up in, like, Alaska or whatnot, and that polar bear is trying to get into it.
No.
So he gets all this great footage of this thing. I mean, dude, you could feel the power. You kind of have an idea of how big these things are, dude.
I feel like that person just, you know what, you deserve to die. If that is that you deserve to end up in a bear pile. That's it. That's it. Anyway.
Bet you that bear rang the doorbell, too.
Well, add this to another reason not to live where there's effing polar bears. All right, there you go. That is your 8 a.m. WTF of the day. We'll be back.